Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Timber industry wants owl review. A coalition of timber companies wants the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to review the status of the northern spotted owl, the icon of the Northwest logging wars of a decade ago. The owl, listed as a threatened species in 1990, prompted a regional uproar when the late U.S. District Judge William Dwyer blocked federal timber sales in the Northwest to protect its habitat. Today, timber sales in the spotted owl forest remain a small fraction of their heyday in the 1980s. In a written notice sent to U.S. Interior Secretary Gail Norton earlier this month, the president of the Portland-based American Forest Research Council argued the owl may not be in dire straits after all. The Fish and Wildlife Service should reconsider protected habitat set aside for the owl on federal, state, and private timberlands, AFRC President Tom Parton wrote. Parton cited recent studies showing owl populations to be better than expected in some areas. Timber groups are calling for the government to formally review the status of the species, though federal managers say they've done so informally for years, and the owl's estimated population continues to decline by more than 3% per year. That falls within a statistical margin of error, Parton said. That could be a static population. It certainly justifies reviewing where it is. But the U.S. Forest Service biologist whose research led to the owl's protection says the owl's population is indeed declining, although the rate of decline is up for debate among scientists. Even if you believe the owl's population to be stable, Eric Forsman said, it doesn't make sense to log even more of the owl's preferred old-growth habitat. Because you have a stable population that's barely hanging on is hardly a strong argument for resuming or increasing the rate of harvest, said Forsman, with the Pacific Northwest Research Station in Corvallis, Oregon. Even if the owl were to be delisted as a threatened species, the Bush administration is unlikely to crank up timber production to the 4 billion board feet produced from West Side Forests in the 1980s. In recent years, the industry has pushed for the administration to fulfill the 1 billion board feet per year that former President Bill Clinton pledged in his Northwest Forest Plan of 1994. We'd like to get back to the Northwest Forest Plan, Parton said. The owl listing is one of the factors that has curtailed the timber harvesting expected by national forest managers in the Northwest Forest Plan of the 1994, a compromise designed to balance logging and wildlife protection. Environmental groups alleged in a continuing lawsuit that the Fish and Wildlife Service violated the Endangered Species Act by allowing logging in areas critical to the owl's survival. The lawsuit, filed in the year 2000, delayed hundreds of timber sales in Northwest forests until the Fish and Wildlife Service announced last month it had enough information to grant environmental clearances for the sales. Besides feeding logs to sawmills in rural communities whose economies depended on federal timber, the forest plan also protects more than 1,000 identified species of plants and animals on 24.5 million acres of national forest land in Washington, Oregon, and Northern California. From our perspective, the spotted owl listing is one of the most comprehensive ecological and economic analysis ever done for any species, said Joan Jewett, spokeswoman for the Fish and Wildlife Service. This story written by Eric Robinson, with the Columbia newspaper of Vancouver, Washington. Are you in a dancing mood? Please come and support the Bay Area Coalition for Headwaters. Dance the night away and benefit Forest Defense. It's the fourth annual Stomp the Stumps, a benefit dance party Saturday, March 23rd at 8 p.m. at Ashkenaz, 1317 San Pablo Avenue in Berkeley, California. The show features three bands, the Funky Nixons, the Gary Bates Band, and the Shut-Ins, and other very special guests to be announced. Sliding scale admission at the door. For info, call 510-548-3113. That's 510-548-3113. It's the fourth annual Stomp the Stumps, Saturday, March 23rd, 8 p.m., Ashkenaz, 1317 San Pablo Avenue, Berkeley, California. Benefits, the Bay Area Coalition for Headwaters. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come by,